We are welcoming a new show to iHeart and the DraftKings YouTube channel. It is called Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano. It is an insider look at the NBA and the coaches surrounding the league. Every week, the five-time All-Star and the number one pick in the 2010 NBA Draft, John Wall, will give his unique perspective on hot topics in the league and tell the best behind-the-scenes stories from his time in the NBA. So check out Point Game with John Wall and CJ Toledano on the iHeartRadio app, the DraftKings YouTube channel, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
AT&T connects an ode to podcasts. Connect the alarm, change the podcast you stream. Connect the snooze, 10 more minutes to dream. Connect the shower, lather up with the news, sports talk, comedians, or movie reviews. Connect with that 3-hour philosophy show. Change the drive into work and traffic so slow. Connect the dishes to voices that glow. Thank you to the geniuses of spoken audio. Connect the stories, change your perspective. Connecting changes everything. AT&T.
We are coming back to Atlanta
right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars because the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200 percenters. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This gonna be a donkey, because right now you want some real donkey.
It's time for Donkey of the Day.
So if you ever feel I need to be a donkey, man, hit me with the heat.
Did she get donkey today? Please tell me.
I have become donkey of the day.
The Breakfast Club, bitches.
You're a donkey.
Yes, donkey of the day for Wednesday, February 1st, first day of Black History Month, goes to a young man whose name has not been released, and that's honestly for the best. Well, at least for him, because this guy did something that will be pinned on him forever if we ever find his name. I want to first say this is a public service announcement, you know, a call to action, if you will. We have to find this individual because he is indeed a shoplifter. Don't know if he's a habitual offender, but as we learned from the Amazing Spider-Man, if you don't stop someone after they commit what you think is a petty crime, they will go on to do something even more diabolical in some cases. Rest in peace to Uncle Ben. Okay, if Peter Parker could have just gotten out of his feelings and stopped that robber after he robbed a wrestling promoter, Uncle Ben would still be alive today. But we learned from that situation that with great power comes great in West Hollywood. Salute to Circus of Books. Drop one of Clues Bombs for Circus of Books. I want justice for you all. This case is not getting the news coverage it deserves. I saw TMZ cover it. I saw the surveillance footage on TMZ, actually, and the surveillance footage shows a grown man walking into this famed adult sex store and attempting to steal a dildo. Now listen, I see how you perked up, Envy. Now listen, I know times are hard, okay? People are desperate, all right? Folks are doing what they need to do to survive. I don't know what this man's situation is at home. Maybe he suffers from erectile dysfunction and he's looking for ways to please his woman. Maybe he's in the closet and scared to go out here and get the real thing, so he needs a little something-something for himself. I don't know this man's situation. I just know this man attempted to do a 5-finger discount on a dildo. Who are we to judge? Okay, mm-mm. Now, what is the reason this man is getting donkey at it ain't in Uncle Charlotte, huh? Well, we all know dildos come in all shapes, sizes, and colors. If you was to attempt to shoplift a dildo, you probably want to get something between 5 and 7 inches. Envy, you've been rumored to like 9.5. That's big boy status, though, right? But the thing about those dildos, you could probably get that off before it gets you off if you take something that size, right? Whoa. You can get that out of the store easily. The problem with this guy, and the reason he's getting donkey today, is this man attempted to shoplift a 30-inch dildo. I'm not making this up. Go to TMZ, look at the surveillance footage. It wasn't just it wasn't just 30 inches, as it was 30.7 inches in length. It was about 2 feet wide and 11 inches at the base. Looked like it weighed about between 30 and 40 pounds. It was huge. There's only two animals alive that got something bigger than that, okay? Trust me, I Googled, all right? On this computer, you will see animals with the biggest penises. I researched it this morning. Biggest penis in the animal kingdom is a blue whale. That penis could be between 8 to 10 feet long. If you're wondering what land animal, it's the elephant. 6 feet long. So just think of that. And then think of this 30-inch dildo, 2 feet wide, 11 inches at the base, and think about how crazy this guy looks trying to shoplift this out of Circus of Books in West Hollywood. It also retails for $700, okay? I just want to know who or what this was for, okay? Is this man dating She-Hulk or her cousin Bruce Banner? Now, you got to go watch the video because the cashier actually goes after this man. I mean, soon as they notice the penis heist going down, the cashier goes after him, and then the video cuts back to the cashier carrying the 30-inch dildo on his shoulder, okay? Now, this shoplifter took the expression go big or go home way too literal. But we have to find this man, okay? We cannot have this man running up in sex stores stealing sex toys, okay? So if you know who this man is, please contact slongswiper.com, all right? And in the meantime, just give him the sweet sounds and the Hamiltones.
Oh, now you are the donkey of the day.
Times are hard out here, guys. Mm-hmm. And gals. Yeah.
You want to play a game?
Hard. No pun intended. Sorry, had to. Go ahead.
You want to play a game?
Let's play a game.
I guess we can play a game. Let's play a game of... Guess what race he is!
All right.
This young man was in West Hollywood. Mm-hmm. He stole a 30-inch dildo, 30 inches in length, 2 feet wide, 11 inches at the base. And want to note that it was a white... That don't count. It was a white dildo. You know what I mean?
Okay.
But guess what race he is?
Ebony.
Definitely think he's white. Shake it off.
Okay.
Am I right?
Hold on. I'll tell you about the dildo bandit in a second. Okay. Envy?
Yes. Give me some clues.
30.7-inch dildo in length, 2 feet wide, 11 inches at the base. Looked like it weighed about 30 to 40 pounds. Tried to steal it from West Hollywood. Guess what race it is?
Black.
Whoa.
Damn.
Why would you ever say such?
Because if he's in a store and they're watching him already, he's black.
Oh, whoa. Kind of hard not to watch a guy walking with a big dildo on his shoulder. And it's a little different.
But they had to be looking at him. He's in the store.
Yeah.
He's having the black people when they're in store. They're going to follow you. Well, you know, you got to be strong enough to carry that dildo out. So I'm going with black.
No, you didn't. Just call all white men weak. Terrible. Damn.
Oh, weak-shouldered white men.
Right.
Oh, weak-shouldered white men.
Soft-shouldered whites.
Can't carry a 30-inch dildo. Envy, you're wrong. Oh. Ebony is white. I'm right. Ebony is right. He is white.
Yeah. West Hollywood gave it away for me.
Boom. Go watch the surveillance video.
Yeah, he's white.
It is hilarious.
All right. All right, well, thank you for that donkey of the day.
Yes. Donkey of the Day is brought to you by the law office of Michael S. Lamonsoff. Don't be a donkey. Dial #250 on your cell and say the bull if you've been hurt in a construction accident. That's #250 from your cell and say the bull.
Ladies and gentlemen,
we are coming back to Atlanta.
Right now.
Whoa. Mark your calendars for the second annual Black Effect Podcast Festival is happening on Saturday, April 27th. Hosted by B-Dot and Pretty V. Last year was nuts, but we about to do it bigger and better. We've got some of your favorite podcasts like Carefully Reckless, Horrible Decision, $1 million Worth of Game, just to name a few. Tickets go on sale today, right now. Go to blackeffect.com/podcastfestival. Get them. We'll see you there.
What up? I am Dramos, host of the Life as a Gringo podcast. This is a show for the No Sabo kids, the 200%ers. Here we celebrate your otherness and embrace living in the gray area. Every Tuesday, I'll be bringing you conversations around personal growth, issues affecting the Latin community, and much more. Then, every Thursday, I'll be tackling trending stories and current events from our community. Listen to Life as a Gringo on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Therapy for Black Girls podcast is your space to explore mental health, personal development, and all of the small decisions we can make to become the best possible versions of ourselves. I'm your host, Dr. Joy Harden Bradford, a licensed psychologist in Atlanta, Georgia, and I can't wait for you to join the conversation every Wednesday. Listen to the Therapy for Black Girls podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. Take good care, and we'll see you there.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of the On Purpose podcast, and I had the opportunity to talk to one of Hollywood's major icons, Michael B. Jordan. In our conversation, Michael shares the highs, the lows, and everything in between, offering a genuine glimpse into his world.
The closest to getting what you want is always the hardest. People give up right before they get what they've always wanted to get.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.